Teachers, I have a really dumb idea for you. And I want you to know that regardless of the age group that you teach and regardless of the subject area that you teach, this idea is going to reach 100% of your students because you don't need to plan for it. You don't need to buy anything for it. You don't have to have a lesson plan for it. It is a simple, silly, and strategic idea that I think is going to cause you to have so much fun with your students this year. And you can implement it literally within the next couple of minutes. If that sounds like something that you're looking for in your teacher life, then you're in the right spot. Now, before we get into the episode, I want to give a shout out to the listener of the week, Mama Joe 22. Mama Joe left a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app and said, super fun and super useful. Monica's Teacher Life podcast is great and it's filled with ideas to help you at the start of your week of teaching. It's got easy, engaging, and energizing conversations, and I've never come away from a listen without a solid new idea or reinforcing tools that I can use with my students. Monica's Instagram feed and the Awesome Academy courses offer even more for your best teacher life. Definitely 5 stars out of 5 stars. Mama Joe 222, thank you so much for leaving that 5-star review. I am so glad that you love these simple strategic ideas. I'm so glad that it's not one of those things where you're like, yeah, I'll give that a shot. And then you listen to a podcast and you're like, that wasted my time. That's not what I needed. Especially if you are new to the This Teacher Life podcast, this is different than other podcasts because you're getting real, raw, awesome, and authentic ideas that are coming from a fellow classroom teacher. And I'm telling you, the idea that I'm going to dish out in this episode is going to be so fun and so silly. And it's a perfect way to kick off this school year. So if you're ready to laugh and you're ready to learn, let's get into this episode. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Let me start this episode by asking a question. Do you have a favorite number? I think a lot of people have a favorite number, and that number can be traced back to something small but significant in their life. Maybe your favorite number is 42 because you played basketball in high school and your jersey number was 42. And so you love to kind of like relive that moment, and it's just a number that you might use in a password. It's a number that you might use as your license plate on your car. It's just a small but special way to be like, that's what's up. I was number 42 when I played basketball in high school because I was a baller. Maybe your number isn't something from the past, but it's something in the present. Maybe your favorite number is 2 because you have 2 children and the number 2 just makes sense because you and your spouse or significant other are a pair and a pair is 2. And so if you had to pick a special number, you would pick the number 2. I think there's always a story behind a favorite number. My favorite number is 12. Why is 12 my favorite? Because I was born on November 12th. And so The number 12 was always a number that I wanted for a jersey. It was a number that I absolutely used in my AOL and MSN Messenger screen name. Okay, let's go back to that. I definitely used the number 12 in my original Yahoo email. Come on now. I'm dating myself. But the whole point is that 12 is my favorite number. Now, what does this have to do with teaching? We could tell kids our favorite number and we could have a nice conversation about that. And that could lead to some meaningful relationships to unfold at the start of the school year. But what I want to share is a really dumb idea that uses my most favorite number, the number 12. In my classroom, something that I ask kids all the time in a way to help me make decisions in an effort to be more fair with students is, let's say I need a task done and two kids really want to help me with the task, passing out papers, sharpening pencils, something like that. Well, you know, I want to be really fair and equal with students. So sometimes what I will do is say, okay, pick a number between 1 and 10. And one student will say the number 8 and one kid will say the number 4. Well, here's the idea. In my classroom, the really dumb thing that I do is my number is always 12. I will say to students all the time, pick a number between 1 and 10. And if they say 5, I'll say, sorry, the number was 12. If I say, pick a number between 1 and 10, and they're like, 10, I'm like, sorry, the number was 12. Now, after a few times of this, kids start to pick up on the fact that the number is always 12. Why? Because it's my favorite number. Now, I know some of you are hating and you're like, this is not funny because I teach kindergartners and that's very confusing. To pick a number between 1 and 10 and the number is always 12, that could be confusing. So here's the thing. I get what you're saying. And so maybe you're going to take this idea and remix it in a similar but also significant way that works well for the age group of your kids. In my career, I've taught anything from fifth grade all the way up to high school. So does this idea work perfectly for that age group? Yes. But you know what's really behind this? It has nothing to do with the number 12. It's me being silly. It's me hitting pause on something that could be serious and being like, let's just laugh for a second because the number's always 12. The reason why I'm sharing this idea, especially at this point in the school year, is because I have asked students over the course of my career. I've now been teaching for more than 15 years. What is something that I do that no other teacher does that caused you to smile and create a connection in my classroom? And time and time and time and time again, kids are like, the number's always 12. The number's always 12 is so funny and it's so quirky. And Mashenta, sometimes it's so annoying because I know the number's 12 and sometimes I'll forget and you'll say, pick a number between 1 and 10. And then I say 7 and you're like, sorry, it was 12. The number's always 12. And I'm like, God, why did I do that? This is just one of these quirky things that aligns to my personality. So let's take that statement for a second. This is an idea that aligns to my personality. So even if you don't like this idea, maybe I will ask a reflection question to you right now. Are you tapping into your own personality style, your own vibe enough in your classroom? It is okay to be quirky. It is okay to be silly. It is okay to be serious. It is okay to be stern. It is okay to be all of the emotions. Because kids need a variety of teachers. And how do we maximize relationships and how do we maximize learning opportunities when we say, this is who I am as a person and I'm going to leverage it for learning using my unique teaching style? I'm quirky. I'm silly. I'm funny. Sometimes my students don't always think I'm funny, and that's okay because I'm doing me. You do you, boo. And so this idea about picking a number between 1 and 10 could absolutely be used in your classroom. I mean, seriously, can we just think this through for a second? If your favorite number is 33 because you had $33 in your bank account at the end of the summer because you had such a fun summer, okay? I'm trying to be silly, but that actually might not be far off, okay? Some of you are like, that's not a joke, Monica, because I had such a fun summer, I only did have $33, okay? So how funny would it be if your favorite number is 33 and on the very first month of school, you said to kids, pick a number between 1 and 10, and they picked 2, and another kid picked 8, and another kid picked 9, and you're like, 33 was the number, 9 your closest. That's going to create a conversation. That's going to create some laughter. I'm going to be honest, that's also going to create some like, what? That doesn't make any sense. And you're like, I know, but the number is always 33. Another really important component of this idea that I want to share is that I said I use this idea to be fair with students. And there's a, you know, an education saying, it's a little cliche sometimes, but I do think the sentiment behind it is really powerful. As teachers, we like to say fair is not always equal. And I do think that that's true. And so I use this to be fair with students in this way. And I want you to really hear me out on this. Prepare your heart for this, because sometimes I use this because I want to find a student who could be stepping outside of their comfort zone. I want to find a student that could be stretching themselves. I want to find a student who's not the student who's always raising their hand, or not the student who's always participating. You know those kids in your classroom who you can rely on for like everything. But in that moment, it doesn't create shared leadership when the same kid is always helping, or the same kid is always leading, or the same kid is always being like, I'll be, you know, the team captain. What I do is strategically use this pick a number between 1 and 10 when I see kids' hands shoot up that I don't normally see. Because what I'm about to do is rig this. Because as teachers, we have permission to create the time and the space to make sure that all kids learn and grow and thrive. Here's what I mean. Let's say in the middle of October, there's a student who raises their hand because you say, all right, I'm looking for a couple of team leaders for this new project that's coming up. And you see 5 hands shoot in the air. And one of those hands is a student here like, no way, dang. I've never seen that kid volunteer to be a leader. And you want to make sure that that kid is the leader, because they're stepping up, they're stepping out, they are stepping into something new, and you're like, perfect, I'm going to capitalize on this. In that moment, you know what the kids think? The kids think that I'm going to pick the number 12. So you got 5 kids raising their hand to say, yes, I would love to step up and be a leader. And you see a kid here like, I'm going to rig it so that kid is one of the leaders. So the kids are like, okay, I picked the number 12, okay, because they've predicted it. I'm like, okay, what do you pick? And they're like, oh, I was going to pick 12, but I guess I'll pick 8 now. And it's like, I guess I'll pick 1. And then out of nowhere, the kid who's raising their hand for the very first time says, I guess I pick 0. And I'm like, yes, 0 was literally the number today. And they're like, no, on. I'm like, yeah, it was. I knew that you guys knew it was going to be 12. So I wanted to remix this today. The number today wasn't 12. The number today is 0. Congratulations. You are one of the team leaders. You can set this up for success. You can strategically set students up for success by doing this, because right when kids think the number's always 12, we get the flexibility and the freedom of teachers as teachers to say, not today, friends, not today. Gotta keep you on your toes, okay? Sometimes it's 12. Most of the time it's 12. Today it wasn't 12. And guess what? It brings randomness back to this pick a number between 1 and whatever. Sometimes, here's another fun remix. I'm like, pick a number between 1 and a bajillion. A bajillion's not even a number, I don't think. I don't know how many zeros would be behind a bajillion. Is that a legitimate number? Probs not. Google it, okay? But I go from pick a number between 1 and 10 to pick a number between 1 and a bajillion. That throws kids off guard. So they're like, a bajillion? And I'm like, that's correct. That was the number today. Of all the numbers, there are 0 to 1 bajillion. You literally picked the number that was correct. It was 1 bajillion. How did you do that? This is ridiculous. This is such a dumb idea. But I am telling you, there are so many teacher advantages. There are so many educational opportunities where this could create success for your students. It could create shared leadership for students. There's one other little remix that I want to share about this idea that you don't want to miss. And we're going to talk about that in 2 minutes. If you are loving this idea, if you are loving the vibes of this episode right now, and if you are looking for more ideas, more strategies, and more motivation to make sure that this school year is freaking awesome, the good news is I've got an opportunity for you, and it's called the Awesome Academy. The Awesome Academy is a 4-course virtual PD series that is fun, it's flexible, it's all online, and it is packed with 100 or more ideas that can get you heading in the direction that you want to be as a teacher all year long. In the Awesome Academy, there are courses about building strong relationships. There are courses about making sure that the climate and the culture of your classroom is on point. There are courses about how we can engage and motivate all students. And there are courses about how we can make sure that we continue to love this profession and have passion and purpose in it every single day. Regardless of whether you are a new teacher, a veteran teacher, or a teacher who's in the middle of the career and starting to question everything, the Awesome Academy is for you. One of the greatest perks of the Awesome Academy is that you can earn up to 60 hours worth of official PD credit for your participation. Again, it's fun, it's flexible, and it's affordable when you consider that all of this PD can happen in your pajamas, no sub plans, no travel costs, and I get the opportunity to facilitate the whole Awesome Academy with you, which means that you are getting new, innovative, relevant strategies from a fellow classroom teacher. If this sounds something like you are needing or wanting to explore, you can go to monicagenta.com/Awesome Academy. That's monicagenta.com/Awesome Academy to check it out and get signed up. There's a direct link in the show notes. If you are looking for tons more awesome ideas, the Awesome Academy is for you. Check out monicagenta.com/Awesome Academy before it's too late, because the fun of the Awesome Academy starts super soon, and I want to personally invite you to be a part of it. I told you at the start of the episode that this idea of pick a number between 1 and 10, and for me, the number is always 12. I told you that this is something that students have vetted as goated, okay? Greatest of all time. This is Miss Genta's greatest of all time strategy, and it's so stinking simple. In fact, as I was talking with students about this idea at the end of last school year, and saying, like, should I continue to do it? They're like, yes, you have to. You have to continue doing this. It's so funny. It's my favorite. One kid said, do you know what would be really, really funny? And I'm like, what? They're like, you always pick numbers, right? Like, sometimes you pick a bajillion. Most of the time you pick 12, but then sometimes randomly you're like, pick a number between 1 and a bajillion. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Today the number was 1,462,242. And I'm like, yeah, I do that. And they're like, wouldn't it be super funny if next year, instead of giving numbers, sometimes you just give things? And I loved this idea, but I'm like, clarify, what do you mean? They're like, what if next school year you said, like, pick a number between 1 and 10, and a kid picked 1 and a kid picked 4, and you're like, I'm sorry, the answer was actually blue. They're like, is that funny? And I'm like, dying laughing. I am absolutely dying laughing. I thought it was funny, but more importantly, I gauged the classroom. I had a bunch of seventh graders sitting in front of me, and I looked at their faces, and they were dying laughing. Like, they were knee-slapping each other because of how funny this was. And they're like, oh my God, it'd be so funny. Like, pick a number between 1 and 100. And a kid's like, 47. And another kid says 69, because Lord. Just disclaimer. If you teach, I don't know, grades 4th through, like, 9th grade, I rarely say between 1 and 100 because they'll pick 69. But let's just say hypothetically that they did. And I'm like, I'm sorry. The answer was actually pizza. That's hilarious. This just opens it up to so many more possibilities. So am I currently using that idea this year? Yes. Pick a number between 1 and 10. 4. What do you pick? I pick 7. I'm sorry. The answer was Tyrannosaurus Rex. That's what I was looking for. Because they're like, that's not even a number. I'm like, I know. Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. So funny. Do all students think it's funny? No. Sometimes they're rolling their eyes. But kids catch on. Okay? Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Because next time, pick a number between 1 and 10. A kid's like, elephant. Another kid is like, spaghetti. And I'm like, oh, sorry, the number was 12 today. They're like, what? And they're like, you can't be mad at this because it is so silly. Again, my goal is not to frustrate students. But I do want to say, disclaimer. There are obviously going to be students who could be triggered by this. There are going to be some students' age or ability levels who are just completely confused by this concept. So know your students, know your audience, know the needs of your kids, and know whether this is a strategy to bust out or not. But again, the question would be, how could you remix this to add a little bit of silly to your classroom? Teacher, hear me when I say your personality is perfect. It is perfect in order to make a positive impact on kids. So how can you use your personality to add a little bit of pizzazz to this school year? I think this really dumb teacher idea could take it to new levels. I really do. Here's the thing. If you've got questions about it, I want to answer those questions. If you try this and it's working in your classroom, will you do me a favor? Will you write about it in a review on your podcast app that you're listening to? Because you're like, dang, I listened to a podcast episode. It worked. I tried it. The kids loved it. And now, boom, look at that. You're a loyal listener. If it doesn't go well, I get it too. Like, you guys, I want to have conversations with you. I want you to, you know, DM me, direct message me, email me, so we can continue to laugh and learn and grow together. And I think one of the fastest ways to laugh and learn and grow together this school year is to have you be part of the Awesome Academy. It's a very small, exclusive amount of teachers. It's not like attending a conference where there are thousands of people there. My goal in the Awesome Academy is to have a small, special bond with each person. So over the course of the 4 different courses during the school year, we truly get to know each other on a life level so we can support each other. And you get to know very, very close friends who are also part of the Awesome Academy. You literally meet virtual strangers who are passionate fellow teachers like you from all over the country, and you get all of their ideas as well. It's a collaborative and really compassionate group of teachers in the Awesome Academy. And I want to remind you to check that out at monicagenta.com/awesomeacademy. So, friends, pick a number between 1 and 10. The answer is always 12. Did you shout it out? Did you say 12? Okay. I promise you, you're never going to be able to hear pick a number between 1 and 10 again without thinking about this episode. If nothing else, you added something quirky and fun to your personal life. You can do this with spouse, significant other, your own kids, friends. Whip this out, and I'm telling you, it's a crowd pleaser. I'm super pleased that you found this episode, and I want you to know that I'm cheering you on, and thank you for living this teacher life.